Hello, mon ami, placide vidac.
Hello there, Dupreel. How's tricks with you, eh?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you this morning?
All right. Yesterday I was sure worked hard, though. I was help out Fidel Falgu P.S. there all day. He sure was busy.
Oh, wait, Placide. What does P.S. stand for?
Psychiatrist. Man, the patients was come in one behind the other.
Mm-hmm. How are you helping him out?
I was changing the sheets for him on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
The first patient was Flalu Terrebonne.
Flalu.
Yeah, he got on the couch and he went to sleep right away.
You mean he lets his patients go to sleep?
Oh, sure. That way, when Fidel asks him some questions, you see, he don't get no silly answers. Then in come Liberty Bond Jarreau. They was next.
Liberty Bond, that's an odd name.
Well, no, you see, Liberty Bond was born during the First War. Uh-huh. And before his father, before he was born, his father would save up to buy a Liberty Bond.
Uh-huh.
And when Libby was born, it took all the money the old man would save up, you see? So he called him Liberty Bond.
I see, yeah.
Anyhow, Liberty's come in without no clothes on, with a lantern in one hand, a carrot in each ear, and his guitar with no strings on the other hand.
Heavens! He certainly must have been a mental case, huh?
Oh, no. Liberty Bond is all right. Yeah? He come to see the psychiatrist about his brother.
Oh, I see.
You see, then there was old Miss Despo there. She is the spinster in Cop Cop.
Oh,
there.
A spinster, eh?
Yeah, her daughter was bring her to the doctor.
Now, wait a minute, Placide. How could she be a spinster and have a daughter?
Well, that's what she was come to see the psychiatrist about. All gone, Fidel sure was busy, though, yesterday. Yeah. He was make $8 in coin and 3 St. Christopher medals.
3 St. Christopher medals? He takes those from his patients, too?
Well, he don't take nothing from his patients. You see, he's got a couch what is higher at the foot than at the head.
Oh, I see.
And when the patients lay down, all the change roll out their pocket.
I see.
Then next in comes Siboney Mouton.
Siboney Mouton?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Well, yesterday he come in and he was go see Fidel because he was about to become a papa, you see. And he tell Fidel he is worried because for the last 10 days, all his wife was craved was for peanuts.
Uh-huh.
Peanuts. 5 times a day he was apt to go buy a peanut.
Well, that wasn't any cause for alarm at a time like that. It's natural that they crave for something.
Yeah, but Siboney was war anyhow, and doggone, he was having a good reason. The baby was born this morning, and you know what the first thing the baby said was?
No, what?
Ah, oh, got it, peanuts. I got it. He looks like him, too. Look, I got to go. How about plenty of chewing there? Something like Bonomo?
Domino.
Oh, that other one, then. It hit the ceiling fan, it hit the wall. What kind of a ball is this?
Oh, get out of here, Plum.